Did you see this poster for the last San Antonio meeting looking at basically oncotype and special tumor types?
Yes. Right.
Can you talk a little bit about what they looked at and what your thoughts are about it?
Dr. Boehner asked the question whether these special histological types, namely lobular invasive type, tubular type, mucinous type, or medullary type, will have biological differences that can be described by oncotype assay. And they did find that the so-called favorable histological types, the pure tubular or papillary or mucinous types, tend to have a higher proportion of low recurrence score compared to the usual NOS type of tumors.
Although the thing that struck me was not all of them had low recurrence scores.
That's
correct.
In fact,
there were, because the textbooks kind of say these are benign tumors,
right.
You don't need to worry about them. And maybe that's the case. I don't know. But,
right.
For example, I think in the mucinous type, they had 7 or 8% that were a high recurrence score.
Right.
What's going on there? Do you think that, of course, we don't really know how that would correlate with relapse rate. They didn't report that.
Right.
What do you think it means?
Yeah, the weakness of this study is that it doesn't have any clinical correlate outcome results. So it's interesting scientifically, but I don't think it really affects clinical practice because, all the data suggests that the favorable histological types do have excellent prognosis. Now, are they 100%, event-free on long-term follow-up? They do have some events. Can it be explained by oncotype assay? We don't know yet.
But I guess, it also raises the question of, is what we learned in the textbook really true today? And I actually spoke with the first author of this poster, and one of the things that he was mentioning to me, and that's really what I wanted to ask you, is he felt that these diagnoses under the microscope are not necessarily that straightforward, and that maybe people are being called tubular or mucinous or whatever that are actually, adenocarcinoma with those features and in fact don't have that, that there's a potential for misreading, which I hadn't heard before. What do you think?
About 15, 20 years ago, there was a publication by Dr. Kennedy from SWOG, a Southwestern Oncology Group, who did a central review of their materials, actually published a paper that shows that when you look at tumor grade, three-level grade, good, moderate, poor. The agreement was extremely poor. It improved a little bit if you have a two-level grading system, good or bad. And when they looked at the tumor histological types, the concordance rate was extremely bad. So obviously we do have a known situation where the diagnosis of these special types is sometimes not reliable. But the real classical types, classical tubular or classical mucinous or papillary types, it's hard to misdiagnose those. But there are cases where there is a mixture of other types, and I guess depending on the proportion of that NOS component within the tumor, that might influence the diagnosis a little bit.
So we had a patient, we actually presented an education meeting that we did in San Antonio, a real woman who had a 1.8 centimeter node negative, quote, mucinous cancer. I saw the PATH report. That's what it said. And the patient's tumor was sent for oncotype and turned out to be intermediate. I guess my question, it could have been high, too, because, again, 7% was high. So I guess my question would be, in a patient like that who has intermediate or high recurrence score, do we just assume that the textbooks are right and she's going to be fine?
We don't have any data on these special types in B14 because most of the cases were NOS or mixed tubular or NOS. So essentially, we don't have any data to make any recommendation, unfortunately, at this point. I think what's clear from the studies that we have conducted so far, B14 and B20, when you include classical prognostic factors such as tumor grade and lymph node status into the multivariate model containing oncotype assay, they are completely independent with each other. So the take-home message essentially is that we have to take both into account. So even if you have high recurrence score, oncotype assay score, the expected failure rate probably is less if you have favorable histological type. Where that absolute value lies, we have no idea. That's the problem at this point. But I fully expect that the behavior of tumors are not 100% dependent on recurrence score.
So you want to hear what happened with this patient? She has an intermediate, I think it was 23.
Mm-hmm.
She was, for better or worse, I guess she was allowed into the Taylor X study.
Okay.
Got randomized to chemotherapy and got chemotherapy.
Okay.
Right. How often do we see these special tumor types?
Not very often. The pure types are very rare.
Hmm.